Maryland's News Now, WBAL and WBAL.com.
It's 4:51. This weekend across the country, college basketball coaches will be wearing a little blue puzzle piece on their lapels to show support and hopefully spark conversation and create awareness about autism. Often that's more powerful than raising money. And leading the way is Towson University basketball head coach Pat Scarry, who made it his mission not only to lead his Towson Tigers to greatness, but to raise a beautiful son with an autism spectrum disorder to reach his potential. And Coach Scarry joins us now to talk more about this special weekend. Coach, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, sure. So you got this idea, I guess, with your friend Tom, right?
Yeah, Tom Herrien is the coach at Marshall University. He's an old friend. I actually took his job at Pittsburgh, and then I had worked for him for 2 years back at College of Charleston. He has a son, Robert. Mary Beth was on the spectrum as well, and we got to thinking this, we'd have a pretty good platform here to create some awareness for something you know that certainly needs awareness raised.
Yeah, so I know you wear the Autism Speaks puzzle piece all the time, and maybe Tom does as well, Coach Herrien, but so you guys thought, well, let's just see how many more people we could get to do this.
Yeah, and you know, when a February Saturday, you know, college basketball, there's like 41 or 42, it's like televised games between all the different ESPN and Fox Sports, CBS, all the different networks. And certainly not me, Mary Beth, but in my profession, there's a lot of very famous rock star type guys. And the fact that they've agreed to put the pins on, a lot of people are going to be watching. And I know people are going to ask, because there's really not a game that doesn't go by when I have the pin on that someone doesn't ask me, what is it? What does it mean? You know what I mean? And it's we start thinking, well, you know, through television, the media, this is going to be a good way to kind of rev things up. And it's gaining great traction because of people like yourself in the media.
Yeah, and not only will they ask, but the broadcasters are going to be talking about it maybe throughout the whole game here and there.
Yeah, definitely. Some of the broadcasters have asked for pins, like Jay Billis, Dickie Vitale is wearing one, and you know, quite a few others. So we're pretty excited about it.
You know, it's pretty incredible because, I mean, you can think back maybe 10 years ago, and I know your son is not that old, but nobody talked about it, and few people knew a lot about it.
Yeah, it's I'm learning more every day. My wife, Kristen, obviously, is a lot more intelligent, has done a lot more of the legwork than me, and this has just been a chance, I think, for us to try to, you know, use this a little bit of leverage. We've got guys in the profession, and a lot of them, too. We've sent them out bullet points on autism, and a lot of guys have asked for it because they're going to deal with media afterwards and want to know more about it. So it's, I think the next piece is we got to get some help in how to run this even more efficiently. We bought the pins ourselves. There's obviously a lot of great organizations for autism, as you know, and the blue puzzle piece is kind of been the most, at this point, easily recognizable one.
Yeah.
And so we bought a bunch of the pins on our own. And then this thing took off. In the last couple of days, we've been scrambling to get more pins from them and send them out to other people that want them. And it's been good. We just we probably get to get a little bit more organized.
I would think Autism Speaks, as big as their organization is now, they'd be getting those out to you post haste.
They've been sending them out like crazy. Once that, I think initially there was probably some, are these guys really going to be able to pull this off and all that good stuff? But they've been sending them. I got a couple hundred yesterday to the house, so I got more than I know what to do with.
I mean,
now.
Are you actually packing them up in little envelopes and going to the post office yourself and shipping them?
We did today. Actually, I have a great assistant, Mike Sweats, who sent a few out, and then the Marshall guys had sent some other ones out, because now we're just trying to track down the coaches to make sure they have them. We sent them out a little over a week ago. But we're on it. We're determined through text. The best way to reach a lot of the coaches in this business, the Tom Izzos and the Bill Self, you got to get to them by text message.
Can you tell us before you go just a little bit about Owen?
Absolutely. I would love to. He's going to be 5 in February, and we've been really fortunate to be able to get here to Towson University because he goes to the Kenny Krieger Institute. He works over at the speech therapy people at the Vines, and then he also goes to Trellis and up in Hunt Valley. So we've seen unbelievable strides by him with his eye contact, his vocabulary is expanding. And, you know, as you know, it's something, it's a process. You've got to work at it daily.
Yeah, it is a process. Well, he sounds like he's doing well, and I've seen his picture, and he's beautiful. And we really appreciate you joining us.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, and I hope a lot of people come out and pay attention and get on the internet and Google and see what autism is about and why it needs to be, you know, more attention needs to be put on it.
All right, Coach Pat Scarry, thank you.
You have a great day.
You too.